Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
Well, Monday night we had ourselves a good old-fashioned frog stomp. The Georgia Bulldogs lay down the gauntlet, downing TCU 62-7 to win back-to-back national championships.
65-7. Missed the extra point. That's the only thing I can think of that might have went wrong. Blew one coverage, missed the extra point at the end of the game. But good goobly goo, what a beatdown.
I mean, it was pretty ugly.
65 points, 58 point differential, largest in bowl game, college football bowl game history. TCU 188 yards of total offense, 152 through the air, 36 yards rushing. Georgia had close to 600 yards of total offense. Just epic beatdown.
TCU didn't even win the coin toss.
No, and Max Duggan was running for his life from the get-go. I read some report where he said that fans were barking at him, and they kind of got to him before the game started. The coach even said at halftime that we came out a little bit wide-eyed, looking around like, hey, what's going on here? And Georgia just – Kirby Smart is the best coach in college football as of this point, right now, today, he's the best coach in college football.
Okay, slow down.
He is. As of right now, today, he is.
Just slow down. There's a guy that resides over in Tuscaloosa that's got six national championships and I believe has only missed the college football playoff once, maybe twice. So, you know.
Georgia is on top of the
dominated
world.
The BCS era. Has been a mainstay in the college football playoff era. I love the fact that Georgia has won back-to-back national championships, and, you know, beat your chest, dog fans. You certainly deserve it. I hear all this rhetoric about, is Georgia the best program in college football now? Slow down.
Today, yes.
Slow down.
Back-to-back national championships makes you the premier football program in the United States.
There are six national championships that sit over in the state of Alabama in the last 15 years that say otherwise.
There's two since Alabama won their last one. It says we're on top.
And again, to your point, since Alabama won their last one, so it's not like Alabama fell off a cliff. They're still there.
They're there. But Georgia's won back-to-back national championships. There's no way you can say at this point in time that Alabama's a better football program than Georgia is currently. I ain't talking about no history report. I'm talking about today.
I'm talking about when you start talking about dynasty and
– I didn't say dynasty.
And this is the premier program in college football.
Right.
Slow
now, today,
down with that.
Yes, they are, until somebody knocks them off and wins the title. Georgia's the top program in the country right now.
Whenever somebody wins a big game, right, that maybe like a little guy wins a big game, you laughably say, bring on Alabama. When they start saying, bring on Georgia, then let's have this conversation.
Georgia's the top program in the country.
They're national champions.
Top program. That means they're the top program in the country.
Back-to-back national champions.
That means they've been the top program in the country for 2 years.
They've had the best football team the last 2 years.
Then that makes you the top program.
I'm talking about football program over longevity.
Oh, you're changing the parameters.
No, I'm not. I'm making the same argument. You just don't want to hear the argument I'm making.
You don't want to hear.
I'm talking about six national championships in 12 years or whatever it is. The premier college football program in the country is still Alabama. Georgia is nipping at the heels. And I'll go as far as this. If Georgia wins a third straight, which Alabama hasn't done, you know, then I think we're shoulder length, right? I mean that's how close it would be. We got to do more than win a couple of national championships back to back to supplant Alabama as the premier program in college football.
Alabama didn't make the playoff this year. They lost two games. Bryce Young, the best talented quarterback Alabama's ever had, leaves Alabama without a national championship.
That's a great point.
He redshirted in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's got a ring from that, but he wasn't a starting quarterback for a national champion at Alabama. I feel like they wasted his talent.
I'm trying to think of the last Alabama, John Parker Wilson, the last Alabama quarterback to win two straight national championships. I believe it was John Parker Wilson. Am I right?
It was the guy that, no, it wasn't John Parker Wilson. What's the guy's name? I can't even think of his name.
The guy that's on ESPN all the time?
A.J. McCarron was the last. He went back-to-back titles in 11 and 12 for Bama.
Okay. All right. So still, I would make an argument that A.J. McCarron is the greatest quarterback in this era.
A.J.'s got two national championships. I mean, there's a bunch of Bama quarterbacks with natties. Tua's got one. I mean, bump Alabama. Georgia's on top of the college football world right now. Let's talk about Stetson, back-to-back national championships, and you're sitting here trying to talk about Alabama. Man, no, bump Alabama. Nobody cares about Alabama today. This is a Georgia Bulldog show.
Well, it's Jason Fisher Show with Kip Ranch, but you took us down this wormhole.
I said they're the best football program in the country right now, and you disagree with that. You're wrong.
I think they're the best college football team in the country. They're the best college football team last year. Last 2 years, they've been the best college football team. And I think they're on their way to becoming the premier program. I just don't want to jump that hurdle before it's time to jump that hurdle.
7 years, Kirby Smart. 81 wins, 15 losses.
That's impressive.
Two national championships, okay. Saban's first 7 years, 79 wins, 15 losses, three national championships. So, I mean, Kirby is well on his way. Georgia is an elite college football program, and they're on top right now.
Yeah, I mean, you're not getting any argument from me here. I'm saying they're on their way, and that's a very funny thing you just said. Saban's first 7 years when he was building versus Kirby's first 7 years.
Which he was building.
When he's building. So you made my point for me.
I'm just saying Georgia is the best program in the country right now.
I'm not arguing that.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Georgia Bulldogs won their second straight natty Tuesday night, frog stomping TCU 62-7. It was the first time in the college football playoff era that a team had won back-to-back national championships and the first to do it since Alabama in 2011 and 2012. The 62-7 margin is the largest deficit in any bowl game ever. Georgia finishes the season perfect at 15-0 and has won 17 straight games. This Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the Week in Review.
And here we go. Well, the TCU-Georgia game turned into a good old-fashioned frog stomp. Write this down. The Buffalo Bills are winning the Super Bowl. Caleb Williams, please send your Heisman Trophy to Blackshear where it belongs. Trevor Lawrence, the new face of the NFL. The next starting quarterback for the Jets, Aaron Rodgers. Arizona has fired Cliff Kingsbury because Kyler Murray has small hands. The Minnesota Vikings will finally win that elusive Super Bowl.
No, they won't.
Jalen Carter declares for the NFL draft. I am talking to you, Atlanta Falcons. Welcome to the College Football Hall of Fame, Tim Tebow. No jokes here. You earned it. My pick to win the Super Bowl, the Cincinnati Bengals. Sean McVay says he will decide if he will step away from the Rams in the offseason. Translation, I want the Rams to pay me more money. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is beating the Kansas City Chiefs. If we can reinstate John Capella, we can surely put the greatest hitter to ever walk God's green earth into the Hall of Fame. Yes, Barry Bonds. Kip, isn't Yellowstone back on?
It is.
And these are my thoughts.
Jog my memory about Yellowstone. What's it about?
It's about a family that runs a family-owned ranch dating back to like the late 1800s and the trials and tribulations that goes along with keeping that ranch intact. That's pretty much it.
Is there time travel?
No, it's just a good show.
Sounds pretty boring.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't expect anything different from you. I mean, I wouldn't.
That I'd be bored with Yellowstone?
No, that you watch the weirdest stuff, dude.
That's not true. That's not true at all. Well, maybe slightly, but. Not mostly true.
Oh, okay.
I want to go back to the NFL playoffs. So obviously you heard my pick to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you made four of them. Didn't it was four or five. You picked the Bills, you picked the Bengals, you picked who else? You picked two more teams, Kansas City. Yeah, you picked a lot of teams to win the Super Bowl.
No, I just think you misheard. You need to read between the lines of those types of things.
I mean, I'm just listening to predictions you make. You pick four different teams in a minute and a half segment to, week in review to win the Super Bowl.
Remember now, my New Year's resolution was to be more honest with the listener.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Just keep that in mind.
I mean, so you're going to be right. I don't know. Did you pick the Eagles?
Shoot.
You forgot to put the Eagles in there. Dang, I mean, you got to have all your bases covered, man.
I mean, not that I'm picking everybody.
Yeah, got to have your bases covered.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System and by Parker's.
Let me find my read.
Not ready.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
I was actually pretty stunned that the Packers did not get in the playoffs. I really thought they would take care of business after everything they've done to get themselves right there on the verge of getting in. They've got the arguably one of the top three quarterbacks in the on the planet, and you can't get past the Lions.
Lions finished 9-8, started out 1-6, and had a good second half of the season.
Sure did.
If the Rams could have taken care of business in Seattle, which they should have, Lions could have been in the playoffs. But now Seattle gets to go get beat up by the San Francisco 49ers.
You got
to
feel good for Geno Smith, though, don't you?
Yeah. Geno is a good he was left for dead. I mean, nobody – he had a stigma about him that he wasn't a good quarterback.
Nobody wanted to touch him.
And now he set a single-season passing yard record for the Seattle Seahawks. Yes. Russell Wilson does not hold that record.
Very well played.
That is a true – that's true facts. I come to this show with facts, man.
So, okay.
Geno Smith, all-time single season leader in passing yards for the Seattle Seahawks.
Seattle gets in. Jacksonville, of course. I don't want to call it a miracle win against the Titans, but
a win.
It was a win.
You figure out, well, good teams find ways to win. Doug Peterson probably should be considered for many, get a lot of consideration for Coach of the Year.
Trevor Lawrence, the Jaguars had a chance to take the lead in that football game, and it was a third down and whatever. And Trevor Lawrence had a wide open guy in the back of the end zone and missed him. Threw the ball at the back of the end zone and missed him.
I'm sensing all this negativity just coming out of you today, man. You're wanting to be negative about stuff. Good teams, do you not hear what I just said? Good teams find ways to win football games.
And they got a big turnover late.
And the Jags found a way to win. Yeah, they didn't play their best on offense, but they found a way to win and won the division.
The Chargers are in as well.
Chargers are going to
make some noise. They're going to be a tough out.
I think they're going to lose to the Jags.
They're going
to
be a tough out.
I think they're going to lose to the Jags. Jacksonville went to L.A. and blew them out earlier in the season.
Miami's in. Buffalo's in. Kansas City ends up with the one seed.
Kansas City's going the one seed. They get a bye. The Eagles get a bye.
Ravens and Bengals also get in.
Back-to-back weeks they play.
Only in the and that happens a good bit in the NFL when it comes to playoff time.
I guess Lamar Jackson's going to play this week.
They're saying they don't know yet.
If he doesn't play, that's going to be the same result. It's going to be the same result anyway if he does play, I believe.
Here's something maybe you can explain to me that I don't quite understand, Kip. Dallas at Tampa is a Monday night game in the playoffs. Why are we doing Monday night games in the playoffs?
That's an NFL question. Super wild card weekend, they call it. Saturday, Sunday, and they got a Monday night game. I don't get it. So whoever wins that game's at a disadvantage because they got a short week.
Absolutely. I'll answer the question for you. It's called money.
Money.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
When you think of the best, you think of the Georgia Bulldogs. And when you think of the best, you also think Cunningham Jewelers. Both champions for 100 years and will be for 100 more. Let Cunningham Jewelers winning staff help pick you that perfect gift that's assured to score you a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, Go Dawgs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
It's that time of the show now where the reins and the keys are now handed over to Kip, and Kip does his very best. You know, actually, this segment has grown on me. I used to despise this segment.
It's grown on you?
Yeah, but now, you know, I don't hate it as much as I once hated it. Does that make sense?
Bring in facts, baby. Sometimes you don't agree with them, but that's your problem.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
So, I mean,
it's Kip's Butthurt segment.
It is this week's edition of the Butthurt List. And you can't have a good butthurt list without number 5, the Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, they're in the playoffs.
They're in the playoffs, but they're backing into the playoffs. Man, they're doing their typical Dallas Cowboy season-ending kind of swoon that they do. Dax throwing interceptions left and right. Now they got to go play the GOAT in Tampa in a first-round playoff game. I'm going to go ahead and say it. Dallas Cowboys aren't winning a playoff game. They're not beating the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Not happening.
Tom Brady's on the other side of that field.
Not happening. Cowboys are going to do what the Cowboys do, and then the Cowboy fans, they're going to be whining and belly aching and doing the things Cowboy fans do every year in and year out. I mean, I saw a picture quote the other day. Since 1997, J-Lo, Jennifer Lopez, has 5 rings. Dallas Cowboys have 0.
Oh, man.
Nice. Number 4 on the butthurt list. Yes, I've been waiting to put you on this list. The Green Bay Packers. I'm a Detroit Lions fan, by the way. the Lions swept the Packers this year. Aaron Rodgers, you disrespected the Lions, and now you're sitting at the house. You know, your act's growing a little bit old, my man. It's time to check out of Green Bay or retire or go somewhere where you can maybe help somebody be a playoff team.
The Jets would love to have you.
Or Derek Carr. I mean, one of those two would make the Jets, in my mind, a Super Bowl contender. But right now, Aaron, you're at the house, sitting at the house and your butt hurt. I don't know what you're going to be doing for the next few weeks, but you won't be choking in the NFC Championship game. Number three on the butt hurt list. Number three on the butt hurt list, the Tennessee Titans. How do you lose seven games in a row to end the season? They had the AFC South
sewn up,
under control, and now they're sitting at the house. The Jags won five in a row to win the division. Jags win five in a row. The Titans lose seven in a row to lose the division.
Dude, you got to think about this. It came down to having Dobbs at quarterback and having to have him win a game with him at quarterback.
So?
I'm just saying that's what it came down
to.
What
and they almost pulled it off. They almost pulled it off. But yeah. They couldn't get it done. Now you're going to be sitting at the house in Tennessee. You're sitting here at what, 7-10 on the season or 7? What's their record? 8-9 or 7-10?
I think it's 7-10.
There might be a quarterback available when you pick. I don't know. You're a team in need of a quarterback. I don't want to hear about Ryan Tannehill. I don't think he's the answer. You're wasting Derrick Henry. You're wasting a pretty good defense. You've got to get a quarterback, and you've got to get some wide receivers, or you're just spinning your wheels.
A very winnable game because, again, Trevor Lawrence missed a wide-open touchdown pass late in the football game with a wide-open guy in the back of the end zone, and he threw it out of the end zone.
But Jacksonville's not on this butthurt list. The Tennessee Titans are because they've lost seven in a row and missed the playoffs. Number two on the butthurt list, the Michigan Wolverines. Your coach is looking for a job in the NFL. And it showed against a TCU team that got 65 hung on them this week. Michigan, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me, Michigan? That was an epic choke job. You weren't beating Georgia. But how do you not beat TCU? TCU's not a very good football team.
And I have listened to – this is garbage. I have listened to you for the last month tell me how great TCU
is. They got exposed this week.
Holy.
Michigan, hindsight's 2020. They should have beat TCU.
He switches what he wants to
say.
It's
my segment, man. In my segment, I can say what I want to, right? Is it not my segment?
I'm just saying that. All right. I smell a hypocrite.
I don't care what you smell. I mean, that's what you smell is what you smell. Number one on the butt hurt list, and this is the true definition of butt hurt. Okay? You're sitting around. You watch Georgia embarrass TCU for the national championship, and you're sitting here thinking, man, what if we'd have made that field goal? The Ohio State Buckeyes, they are the epitome of butt hurt. Right now,
if they make that field goal, I agree with you, they beat TCU and they change the whole perception of Ryan Day.
Yeah, and now Ryan Day has the perception of being a soft head coach.
Yeah,
that can't get it done against the more physical type teams that Ohio State runs across. They're known as that old label, a finesse team, the Ohio State Buckeyes are. But they're number one on the butt hurt list this week because they're sitting around scratching their heads this week. Man, what if we could have made a 50-yard field goal?
A home loss to Michigan, and then the missed field goal. You know, and you're right, they're soft. And
they're still the second-best team in the country.
I don't think they're physically soft. I think they're mentally soft. And let's put things in perspective for just a moment. They were physically and mentally tougher when Herb was there. Just calling a duck a duck.
But the trend had started, right? The trend started near the end of the Urban days. You could see the chinks in the armor a little bit. Herb got out of there before all this started happening. Herb, give Herb credit. he can read the tea leaves.
He knows when to pull the parachute.
He knew when to leave at Florida.
Yep.
He knew when to leave at Utah. I mean, he knew when to leave Ohio State, and then he just melted down in Jacksonville, and he'll never coach in the NFL again. Excuse me. Somebody might hire Herb back in college again. You never know.
This is an inevitability as far as a college team hiring Urban Meyer. Somebody is going to be desperate enough to want to win at the highest level, and they're going to be willing to bring in Urban Meyer to do it. That is inevitable.
What if Harbaugh takes an NFL job? Would Michigan dare bring in Herb?
No. No. The only schools that are going to bring in an Urban Meyer is a traditional power that wants to return to glory. That's the type of school that's got the resources and the money to pay him, but just haven't been on the national stage in a long while, like a Texas. Hmm. In Oklahoma.
Texas and Urban Meyer could be a match made in heaven. Could you see Herb raking in all that Texas high school talent?
Oh, man. And I agree with you. I think that is a really good fit for both of them. Because there's more to the Texas job than just coaching, as we all know, have been told. And I think Urban Meyer is good at being the best guy in the room.
5, Dallas, 4, Green Bay, 3, Tennessee Titans, 2, Michigan, 1, Ohio State. And I'll leave you with this last thought, Jason, before we go to break.
Uh-huh.
What do you think after watching Georgia dismantle TCU? What do you think is going through Texas and Oklahoma's mind right now? Guys, what have we got ourselves into?
TCU beat them both.
Bad. What have we done? What? We chased that golden pot at the end of the rainbow. What have we really done, guys?
Let me introduce you to Alabama and Georgia.
Georgia, LSU, Tennessee on the rebound, and Florida won't be down much longer.
Mm.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
There are plenty of real estate companies and agents on St. Simons, but if you want your property sold, bought, or rented and treated with a personal touch, then Belinda Thomas Realty is the only call you should make. Belinda Thomas Realty believes in personal relationships, not just making a sale. located at 1331 Ocean Boulevard, Suite 102 on St. Simons, or give her a call, 912-638-1965, or mobile 912-996-5820. Belinda Thomas Realty, real estate with a personal touch.
When you think of the best, you think of the Georgia Bulldogs. And when you think of the best, you also think Cunningham Jewelers, both champions for 100 years and will be for 100 more. Let Cunningham Jewelers' winning staff help pick you that perfect gift that's assured to score you a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
You know, I'm still grateful that you made me watch that movie the other day, that Tom Cruise movie that we were talking about.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
I mean, you said you hadn't watched the first one. You went back and watched, and it wasn't that bad a movie also.
No, it was. I mean, yeah. Again, my favorite part of that movie, we're talking about the original Top Gun, because I'd never seen the whole thing. I've seen bits and pieces, but now, you know, it's now one of my favorite lines. You can't handle the truth.
And there you go with the comedy routine, man.
What?
There you go with the comedy routine.
No, I'm just saying,
man.
That's one of my favorite lines.
That's not even the same movie, dude. Yeah, you didn't run that angle a couple of weeks ago, man. You got to give it a break, man.
I'm not running an angle. I'm just telling you that is one of my favorite lines.
That's not from that movie. That's not you. You watched the wrong Tom Cruise movie. You got your movies mixed up. But that's okay. What we're going to talk
what
about?
What movie is that?
What?
Then what movie is that? Tom Cruise movie from the 80s.
A Few Good Men's from the early 90s, where you pulled that line from just then with Jack.
That's the
Nicholson.
Name of it? Is A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to Google that.
Yeah.
I'm not on top of my Tom Cruise stuff. You know, I let the 80s go a long time ago, okay. Unlike somebody else in this room.
I mean, whatever, dude. What are we going to talk about?
All right. So it's NFL playoff time. So this is the part of the show where Jason Bishop, if you listen to Jason Bishop, he's going to make you a little bit of money if you want to be able to bet on games.
Don't blow your life savings on what's about to be spewed
over
the airwaves.
I'm not advocating that you bet irresponsibly. If you've got rent and mortgage to pay, pay that first. But, you know, if you've got an extra $10 sitting around that you want to turn into $5,000, I'm your guy.
I gotcha.
What's so funny?
You.
All right, so here we go. Seattle at San Francisco. The Seahawks at the 49ers. The 49ers are 10-point favorites in this football game. Over-under is 42.5.
I think the 49ers win, but I don't think they cover the spread, and I think it'll be an over.
For once, Kip he's given you a nugget of truth when it comes to picking games. Yes, the 49ers at home win this football game. Yes, the 49ers do not cover. And the 42.5, I think it's going to be under the 42.5. That's a low over-under, but I think they're going to go under the 42.5. San Francisco wins, but doesn't cover.
I don't think they cover. I think they win.
Chargers at Jacksonville. Jacksonville's a 1.5-point home dog to the Chargers. 47.5 is the over-under. Jacksonville has been on a roll. Trevor Lawrence didn't play that great in the Tennessee game, but leading up to that, he had been lights out.
I'll take the Jags to win and cover, and I like the over in this game.
Well, the only way they don't cover is if they win by a point. So basically, it's almost a pick 'em game.
I like the Jags.
Jags are at home because they won the division. Chargers did not win their division, so the Chargers have to go on the road. 47.5. I like the Jags to win the game. Yes, I do. And the 47.5, let's stay under that.
Nah, that's going to be that's got the makings of a shootout right there.
You think
so? Chargers slinging around. Chargers are coming off a loss to Denver. They've kind of limped into the playoffs. They're 10-7 with a better record than the Jaguars, but Jags blew them out in L.A. early in the season, and they beat them bad.
They did.
And they're coming to Jacksonville. West Coast team coming to the East Coast. Nah, Jags are going to win.
And that place is going to be crazy. That place is going to be crazy. Do you know how many Duval chants we're going to hear?
Duval.
It's going to be nuts.
I mean, when I looked at that game last week, I turned on and looked at the panorama around the stadium. I said, dang, is Georgia, Florida playing? Because, I mean, Jags never sell out.
That's funny. I got it. Miami at Buffalo. Buffalo's an 11-point favorite. They're at home. 44.5 points for the over-under. I don't think
is Tua playing?
Even if he does, where is he at? You know, I like Buffalo in a rout here. I think they cover. I think they go. I think the 44.5 gets over. So I'm taking Buffalo to cover the 11 points, and I'm taking the over on this game. I think Buffalo routes Miami.
Yeah, I do too. I think Buffalo is kind of a team of destiny with all that's going on with that franchise. With the Hamlin situation, I just think I think they're a team of destiny right now.
Yeah, I picked them to win.
Yeah, I know you picked three or four teams, but I hear you. I like Buffalo. 11 points is a big playoff spread.
Yeah, it's huge in the playoffs.
But Miami, they have to. Who's going to play quarterback? And yeah, no. That when you don't got quarterback issues, Buffalo is not the place to go play in January.
That's a great point. Giants at Vikings. Vikings are at home. They're getting 3 points, which typically you get 3 points for being at home. So basically what Vegas is telling you is they think that the Giants, this is a pick'em game for Vegas, but they're going to give the 3 points to Minnesota for being at home. 48.5 is the over-under. Look, I like the Vikings here. I don't think this game is close. I think the Giants made a huge mistake by resting their starters in the final game of the season against Philadelphia. I agree with playing them some, Kip, sorry, but I don't think they should have rested them the whole game. But that's what they're going to do. I think it's going to come back to bite them, and I think Minnesota wins this game.
Giants are a good team. They're good defensively. They can run the football with Saquon Barkley. Jones has played good at quarterback. I'll take the Vikings, but I would not be shocked at all if the Giants go in there and win this football game.
I would. I don't think New York's as good as you think they are.
Don't be surprised. Vikings are terrible on defense.
Vikings cover the field goal, and I'll go under on the 48.5.
Vikings are terrible on defense.
They're going to win the Super Bowl.
No, they're not.
Ravens at Bengals. Bengals 6.5-point favorites. 43.5 is the over-under. Is Lamar Jackson going to play? Is he not? I think this is a very similar situation with Tua. Even if he plays, is he normal Lamar Jackson? My answer to that is no. So I'll take the Bengals. I don't think the Bengals will cover the 6.5, but I'll take the Bengals to win. They don't cover, and I'll take the over 43.5.
If Lamar Jackson plays, then I still like the Bengals to win. If Lamar plays, I don't like the Bengals to cover. And I like the over in this game. I think Cincinnati is going to score quite a few points.
Dallas at Tampa. Tampa's a 3-point home dog to the Cowboys. This is a Monday night game, which makes no sense. Kip made the point earlier in the show, whoever wins this game is at a huge disadvantage going into the next week of the playoffs because you'll be on a short week.
The NFL scheduled this game. They knew they had a Monday night slot. They put this matchup in the Monday night slot simply because they don't think either team's going to make it to the Super Bowl.
Well, Tampa's the defending champs, and then you've got the Dallas Cowboys, which
defending
has a huge...
champs.
Yeah.
Defending champs.
Tampa.
No, the Los Angeles Rams are the defending Super Bowl champions, but... yeah, Tampa Bay, Dallas. I like Tampa Bay to win the football game. Dallas does Dallas things in the playoffs, which means they don't go well.
Huh. Nonetheless, Dallas has a national following. Tampa has won a Super Bowl within the last couple of years.
They won it the year before last.
Yeah. They've won us. That's what I meant. Anyway. So, but I get what you were saying. So Dallas has a national following. Tampa, it's Tom Brady. They've got a Super Bowl.
You take the GOAT or Dak Prescott when everything's on the line?
I'm taking Tom Brady in this game.
Yeah, I like Tampa. I don't think Tampa's very good. They're 8-9. They got a losing record and won the division in the NFC South. Wow.
Not a very good year for the Bucs, that's for sure. And so, yeah, 3 points is the line on that game. Take Tampa in the win. Don't take Dallas. Don't take the points. 45.5 is your over-under.
You got Dallas fans that listening. They'll be arguing with us right now.
We'll take the over.
Yeah, this could be a lot of points.
Look, they can want to fight all they want. Dak Prescott has not played very well.
He hasn't. He's thrown a lot of interceptions this season, most in his career, by the way. And so we'll see. But Tom Brady, Dak Prescott. Who are you going to take? I know. The GOAT.
I'm about to Google who won the Super Bowl last year.
The Rams did. Matthew Stafford won the Super Bowl. They didn't make
it. Oh, yeah, that's right, because he's got the AT&T commercials.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't think about the AT&T with Lily.
Mm-hmm. They beat the Bengals.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dawgs!
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com. The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You ready? Let's go.
All All right, so we all know how the college football season ended on Tuesday night. It ended with the Georgia Bulldogs, or Monday night, the Georgia Bulldogs winning a national championship 65-7 over the TCU Horned Frogs, and the Cinderella story. Well, I guess the clock struck midnight on Ohio State and TCU the week prior. When Ohio State missed the field goal and Cinderella's shoe did not fit any longer for the TCU Horned Frogs, and they turned back into frogs.
Yes, they did. And they got stomped. And Michigan's kicking themselves because, man, they threw two pick sixes and had a couple of turn fumbles. I mean, Michigan, they're probably kicking themselves right now.
J.J. McCarthy, I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Two pick sixes.
I'm looking at their coach, too. I mean,
he's off to Denver.
He's off somewhere.
He's going to take the Denver job.
He's taking either him or Sean Payton. Then, you know, Houston's open now. Carolina's open.
He might take the Carolina. I've heard. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. He might take the Carolina job.
I mean, they need a quarterback in Carolina. So, I don't know. Jim Harbaugh, man, he got terribly outcoached by a team that had 65 points hung on them this week.
You know, that's a really great point. Sonny Dykes did coach circles around him, especially early in that football game, and got his team up into a good start against Michigan, which gave them a lot of confidence. And then in that Georgia game, that didn't happen.
Georgia smothered TCU last night. There was just – that's just what happened. They just, hey, we're going to impose our will on you guys.
And Max Duggan wasn't even enough to come save them.
You ever watch these old, you ever seen like when they feed a python or something, a mouse or something, they throw it in there, and they just, that python just wraps them coils around and just squeezes that snake. That's kind of what happened last night.
I want to go ahead, and Kip's going to do the same thing. After the season is now over, I think we both concur that Georgia is the number one team in the country. Yes.
Yes, you want to start at 10 and go down?
Yeah, that's what I'll do. Why don't you start first?
My number 10 team's the Florida State Seminoles.
Oh, okay.
Good season by the Noles, 10 wins, and they were playing as good as anybody at the season end.
Oh, you want me to do 10? Oh, yeah. You want to go back and forth. Yeah. Okay. Well, at number 10, I also have the Florida State Seminoles rounding out my top 10, so we both concur that the Florida State Seminoles are the 10th best team after the 2022 season.
And I think they're going to be the preseason favorites in the ACC next year.
They're going to win the ACC.
Number 9 on my list, the Washington Huskies.
Wow. At number 9, I've got Washington.
I mean, Washington's going to be good next year. They got that Phoenix kid coming back at quarterback, and they throw for a bukus of yards. Two great wide receivers coming back. Washington's going to be a tough team next year.
Now, Washington wins the Pac-12 next year.
Number 8 on my list, Tulane.
Yeah, I got Tulane at number 8. Great mind so far.
Yep, Tulane beat USC, Heisman Trophy winner. Man, that's one of my favorite outcomes of the entire bowl season. Watching Tulane left for dead. They were down by 15 points with 4.5 minutes left in that football game.
Game was over.
And found a way to win. Kudos to Tulane, the Green Wave.
At number 7.
Penn State's my number 7.
Okay, well, go ahead.
Penn State beat who I thought was a pretty good football team, Utah, in the Rose Bowl and beat them pretty handedly. And finished with 11 wins, 2 losses, lost to Michigan and Ohio State.
This is where we start differentiating. Florida State, 10, 9, Washington, 8, Tulane. We both have that. At number 7, where Kip has Penn State, I've got Alabama at number 7.
Okay.
A big win in the Sugar Bowl for the Crimson Tide, destroying Kansas State.
Beat the Big 12 champion 45-20.
Who beat TCU.
They split in the regular season, and TCU lost in the conference championship game in overtime.
Yes, I was going to say who beat TCU in overtime.
All right, so where are we at now?
We're at number 6.
I got Michigan at number 6.
You took them down that far, huh?
I did. I just think that they just underachieved big time, and they deserve to drop. To me, now knowing the outcome of the Fiesta Bowl, I think the Ohio State win was a fluke.
Wow. Okay.
I know the game you know, they scored some points, but Ohio State game got away from them in the fourth quarter. I think it's a fluke now. So I got Michigan at 6. I don't think they're a very well coached football team.
Okay. At number 6, I've got Tennessee taking up my 6th spot. Again, you know, Tennessee, a big win over Clemson. An undermanned Tennessee team beat a fully operational Clemson team with all of their guys, and it didn't matter. So I've got Tennessee at number 6.
I've got at number 5, I've got TCU. They dropped out of the top 4 after getting beat 65-7. There's no justification of any kind that you can keep them in the top 3 or 4 teams in the country. They lost 2 of their last 3 games and beat a Michigan team that was, in my mind, now is overrated.
Okay. At number 5.
Yes.
Okay. At number 5, I've got Penn State.
Okay. There's a good argument there.
Mm-hmm. Penn State, like Kip said, beat a very good Utah team in the Rose Bowl, and they're the 3rd best team in the Big Ten. 2 losses, 11 wins. I like Penn State inside of the top 5.
Number 4, I've got the Alabama Crimson Tide. They finished with 11 wins, 2 losses, lost to Tennessee, lost to LSU, pretty much on the last play of the game. And, you know, they beat the Big 12 champion by 25 points. Hindsight's 20/20. They get in the top 4.
Okay, and my number 4 team is TCU. They deserve to be there. They earned their way to the national championship game. Look, they were outclassed. They were outmanned. They hadn't seen, and you could see it. Second possession of the football game, TCU's on offense, and they zoom in. The cameras zoom in on the TCU offensive line, and you could see it in their eyes. They were stunned at how physical and fast Georgia was on defense.
Yeah, they were shell-shocked. Number 3 on my list, the Tennessee Volunteers.
Wow, you got them that high?
11-2, beat Alabama, lost to the national champions by 2 touchdowns, had the one bad hiccup at South Carolina, but South Carolina was a hot team at the time, and everything got away from Tennessee. But Tennessee beat a Clemson team that – was fully loaded, and Tennessee was missing their 2 top wide receivers. In that football game, it had some other opt-outs. Their starting quarterback was out with an injured knee. Tennessee was a top 4 team in the country, but they landed number 3 on my final poll.
I'm putting number 3 Ohio State by default because I'm out of teams. And when you look at the 2 teams between 2 and 3, Ohio State's got to go to 3, despite the fact that they lost their last 2 games they played. I've still got the Buckeyes at number 3.
I got Ohio State at number 2. I mean, they lost to the national champions 42-41. They circled the wagons. People can say what they want to. Georgia played really well on offense in that football game. Defensively, give Ohio State some credit. They've got a top 5 draft quarterback coming up, C.J. Stroud, and they've got some wide receivers. Ohio State was the team that I didn't want Georgia to have to deal with in the playoffs. I was hoping they wouldn't get in, but they did. But in my mind, Ohio State's the 2nd best team in the country.
So you've got Ohio State ranked ahead of Michigan when Michigan beat Ohio State head-to-head, and Michigan only had 1 loss on the season. Ohio State had 2.
Like I said, I justified it by saying I think that was a fluke loss by Ohio State.
So head-to-head means nothing. Okay. Hey, man, I'm just taking your argument. At number 2, I've got Michigan. By default, not by default, but by the simple fact that they beat Ohio State head-to-head.
I watched that Fiesta Bowl. I wasn't impressed with Michigan at all on either side of the football.
Okay. And then at number 1, we both have Georgia.
This is a great Georgia team that's going to go down in history as one of the better national champions in the history of college football.
And I'm going to end the show the way we started the show. Kip feels like that, you know, this is the premier program in the country now, the Georgia Bulldogs. And I'm just going to say, I think that the Georgia Bulldogs are well on their way to supplanting Alabama as the premier program in the country.
Back to back means you're on top and you are premier.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Georgia Bulldogs won their second straight natty Tuesday night, frog-stomping TCU 62-7. It was the first time in the college football playoff era that a team had won back-to-back national championships and the first to do it since Alabama in 2011 and 2012. The 62-7 margin is the largest deficit in any bowl game ever. Georgia finishes the season perfect at 15-0 and has won 17 straight games. This Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.